supporting WHYY Penn Medicine, helping to find new cures for cancer. With life-saving clinical trials and advanced surgical techniques, Penn Medicine is offering more hope for patients everywhere. Learn more at PennMedicine.org/cancer. Penn Medicine, what's next?
Dan, as a country, we rely heavily on family caregivers, unpaid caregivers, but that's taking a big toll.
We rely on family caregivers more than ever before because people are living longer now. So the AARP estimates that there's 40 million caregivers, family caregivers, in this country. And most of them are women caring for aging parents.
And this is not an easy job. I mean, you're managing medication, you're managing doctor's appointments. A lot of people who are caregivers do nursing tasks, such as dressing wounds and changing bandages. It's
everything,
a lot.
Everything, all of it. And it's constant. It doesn't stop.
What are some of the psychological tolls of caregiving?
Well, as you can imagine, the incidence of depression and anxiety are pretty high. These people live with physical exhaustion, but they also live with guilt. They don't acknowledge their own needs. They most feel they're not doing enough. They should be doing more. Many of these caregivers cannot leave psychologically. They just can't do it. When they're at work, they're waiting for the phone call. They're dealing with insurance companies and all the other things.
What do you think has to happen to ease the lot of caregivers? It doesn't seem like a sustainable situation with our aging population.
Well, it's not sustainable because we're going to be living longer. There's got to be a lot of policy changes in Washington. We have to acknowledge, you know, this population and acknowledge what kind of dire straits they're in. But the caregivers have to do something also. When I was taking care of my wife with cancer, somebody came to me, a lot of people said, how is she? And somebody came to me and said, how are you, Dan? And I said, well, Sandy's doing better. She's taking care. And she said, no, Dan, I asked how you were. And I had no idea how I was. I didn't even think of it. I was working a full-time job, taking care of my two daughters and my wife. I didn't even think of how I was. And this is what happens with caregivers. They ignore themselves. They don't think they're entitled to anything because how can I complain? Look what my loved one is going through. So they have to acknowledge their own suffering. After that, you know, there's a lot of things they can do. There's support groups around for caregivers. Of course, yoga, exercise, meditation, all those things are good for anxiety and depression.
Thank you, Dan.
You're welcome.